We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And nah, you're not hearing things. We don't get a cash code word in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm sorry. I'll try harder next time to lobby for it. All right. It is Bowerly, 8 minutes after five at News Radio 930 WBEN. So as you probably know, the impeachment trial is on the quote unquote fast track. That can change anytime the Republicans would like it to change. And, you know, there are a whole bunch of reasons that we have explored so far why I think it makes sense to say to the Democrats, you know what, guys, you're right. You want a long trial? We'll give you a long trial. And let's face it, how long, given the two articles of impeachment, the two charges that have been filed against President Trump, how long would an extended trial last? I would guesstimate, keep in mind, this is strictly a guesstimation, I would guesstimate 8 weeks, all right, 2 months. And if the Democrats have no case, and it is shown that they have no case, and they are seen as petty and basically trying to stage a legislative coup d'etat against a duly elected president, I can't help but think that that is going to work in the Republicans' favor, not just for President Trump. This is also about those Republican senators who are going to be called upon in future to defend their vote to acquit. And this takes away any argument that the Democrats might make that the Republicans were simply unfair, that President Trump deserved to be removed from office, but those nasty Republicans wouldn't allow that to happen. See, this way, I think that takes some of the steam out of any argument the Democrats could make along those lines. And as I said earlier, there's a reason it is often said, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. Maybe you call the Democrats bluff on this and you say, oh, you want lots of witnesses? Okay, we'll go along with that. And if the public sees that the Democrats just had no case whatsoever, you strip an argument that could be used to some effect from the Democrats. And just keep something in mind, too. And I know that most of you do not agree with this, but keep something else in mind. This trial and its political ramifications beyond removing President Trump from office, which is extremely highly unlikely to happen, this is really about the independent voter. Because we're so polarized and so entrenched, you know and I know, there's not one pro-Trump person who is going to be talked out of voting for Donald Trump. There is not one anti-Trump person who is going to say, you know what, I kind of like my 401k doubling in value. I'm going to vote for the president. No. People who hate him, hate him. You're not going to change him. People who love him, love him. You're not going to change that. So politically and strategically, to me anyway, seems to me that the folks you got to look out for are the independents, those who can be had. And one of the ways I think to turn those people off is to give the Democrats an argument that you as a Republican were unfair and unwilling to follow the oath you swore and then signed to be an impartial hearer of the facts and circumstances of the case. And also, I mean, this also has a couple of other advantages. Number one, those senators who are seeking to be the Democrat nominee for the presidency of the United States, do you think they really want to be tied up in impeachment trial proceedings for the next, let's say, guesstimation, 2 months? No. And it also kind of blocks, or should block, in an ideal world, although anything can and usually does happen, this can block for a couple of months any additional attack on President Trump that might be made. In other words, this becomes the issue that occupies the Democrats. They'll put everything they have into removing the president from office on these charges instead of unloading whatever other schemes they've got up their sleeves. So I see some advantages in going ahead with what the Democrats wanted to do. And the Republicans can change the rules anytime they want. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, yeah. Are you a Republican, a Democrat, or independent? And the reason I ask this is Gallup in 2017 found that 42% of those who were polled said that they were independent. So it seems to me that politically and strategically, as I said earlier, if you are a Republican politician, you need to get inside the independent voters' heads and perform the job accordingly. And I say that because in 2016, independent voters went Republican by a 7% margin. And in a close election, 7% means a lot. Let's go to Tony in Tonawanda on WBEN. Tony.
Good evening, Mr. Bowerly.
Call me Tom, please. I ain't that important. Just Tom will do.
Okay. I am an independent. I've been one for probably at least 20 years. It's funny because on the break, there was on the news report, they said that 51% of Americans want to have removed from office. Okay, now how about reporting it correctly and saying that 51% of people polled want to have removed from office? Not 51% of Americans.
Yeah, I didn't hear the exact wording, but the sample size was significant, 12,000 sample size. But we don't know, and I have not read the internals of it, whether these voters were suburban, rural, urban, what the distribution was in terms of political party. I haven't a clue.
Yeah, I think the perfect outcome would be if they both give their arguments, Chief Justice Roberts comes out and says, these aren't even close to being impeachable offenses. These articles are moot, and just dismisses it. I think that would be perfect.
Yeah, I think that is highly unlikely to happen. I mean, you're certainly entitled to your opinion, and I'm not trying to talk you out of it. But let's just, for the sake of argument, without arguing, let's just say that this trial, that it's not going to have that kind of an adjudication, okay? What if the case the Democrats are bringing is so empty and so filled with political bile and not substance, what possible harm could come to the Republicans? And I'm talking about the independent voters, because they're the ones who matter, and their perceptions of this ultimately will be what really matters. What harm is there in letting the Democrats destroy themselves with their own request?
Because I really don't, you really don't know what these witnesses are going to say, first off. And secondly, I think that if witnesses are called, I say that Republicans definitely have to get the whistleblower and definitely have to get Schiff to testify.
And the Democrats are going to say, and we definitely want John Bolton.
That's fine, then.
I mean, and President Trump, by the way, President Trump sounds more like me, at least as of today, he sounds more like me, except as far as Bolton is concerned, he did express concerns about the national security issues, but it would seem to me that there must be a procedure somewhere whereby certain lines of questioning would be deemed not admissible because of national security, or you can't even go down that road. Because Bolton used to be the national security advisor to the president.
Yes, yes. And I'm the type of person where I don't vote straight party lines. If I think that, and what I do is I research people's voting records. I don't go by what people say. I don't go by what anybody says. I look at voting records.
Well, that's very wise. But that being said, you know you better than anybody else knows you. What trend have you noticed? You say you're independent, but I'm going to guess that one party more than another party typically ends up with the lion's share of your vote. Am I wrong?
Nationally, probably yes. Locally, I vote for probably 50-50 on Democrats, Republicans, because I'm more at a personal level with the local people in government. I know them.
All right. Well, I mean, is there a Republican way to pick up trash? Is there a Democrat way to plow the streets? I mean, at the local level, that's really what you're dealing with. And, of course, budget issues and how much they play the patronage game.
Yeah, it's not as vital as it is nationally. But I think that what the Democrats have done is basically throwing the Constitution out the window. They use it when they think it could benefit them. And as far as watching the coverage, the first day I watched about 90% of it. And then I just got tired of the Democrats coming up, Schiff and Nadler and Jeffries just saying the same thing over and over and over and over. They come up and repeat. It's like on the news.
It's kind of like video Valium, I've found.
Oh, yeah. And it's like when you hear one person say that, what, that one catchphrase, and then the next thing you know, everybody's saying the same catchphrase. It's just like, okay, sheep. It's the first thing that comes to mind.
Well, look, that's, you know, it's a talking point. It's part of the strategy. Both sides do it, not just the Democrats.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, I watched about 90% of it. And
but see, here's my overall thesis. I got to get back to what my gut told me a few weeks ago. My overall thesis is, yeah, this is political theater. And the audience you are going to convince, or the audience you need to strive to convince, would be the independent voter. Somebody who, despite everything we've been through, has not yet formed a solid opinion of President Trump. They neither love him or hate him. They're up for grabs.
Yeah, you've got three factions. You've got the people that don't care, the people that are too busy working to care, and then you've got other people that have nothing better to do with their time than to watch it.
That may be a very fair analysis, sir. Hey, I'm glad you called, bro. Thank you so much. I don't know what just okay. A line just popped up that my finger wasn't anywhere near. I'm glad we're not doing the ghost show today, because that was a little bit freaky. I'm not gonna lie, legit. All right, is this place haunted? I've never felt it was haunted before, but that was freaky. That would be the most logical explanation. A ghost entered the studio surreptitiously and pushed the button of the phone. That's what I was thinking. So we talked about this time yesterday, and just like one of those doctors from the 18th century that used to dig up corpses to do, well, the body snatchers, so they'd have anatomical specimens to display for medical students. I'm being a talk show host resurrectionist. I'm bringing up something that we talked about yesterday, trying to give it a new crinkle, and a wrinkle too. And that is, strategically, now the Republicans are going fast track right now, okay? President Trump said he's real open to hearing from witnesses, is concerned about Bolton because of the national security implications. But I'm thinking that this is absolutely political theater. And the audience that matters are the independent voters, those who have not made up their mind, after all this time, whether they love President Trump or they hate President Trump. Those are the people that the Republicans have got to try to satisfy in this impeachment trial. And I think that if the Republicans say, all right, Democrats, you want witnesses? You've got witnesses, and we'll have witnesses. I think that might actually be of benefit to President Trump and Republican senators down the line. It takes away a talking point from the Democrats, takes away any hint of impropriety in terms of fairness, and just like the Kavanaugh hearings, might very well show how vapid a case there is against President Trump. I mean, there's always the risk of the unknown, but if you know somebody isn't guilty of the charges that are being brought, then what do you have to lose? It is coming up on 25 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you are on hold, I do beg your indulgence. I would love to go to you right now on the telephones, but unfortunately the time constraints don't allow me to do that. If you would like to grab a line, I will get to as many folks as I possibly can between now and 6 o'clock, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN would be the phone number. And if anything's going on with traffic, about which we need to know, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is 30930. That's 30930. That kind of sums up Washington and the political climb these days. We're all on the crazy train. It is 5:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and welcome to Wednesday. So anyway, President Trump, President Trump said today that he wants top aides to testify, but did qualify that by suggesting that there were some national security concerns. And, you know, the whole issue here, and again, the Republicans have put the impeachment trial on the quote-unquote fast track, and I guess most experts are saying about 3 weeks of this is what we're going to be dealing with. But for the Republicans, I'm not so sure that that's a real smart strategy. And I understand that anything can happen when you call in a witness. I get that. But as far as the political theater that this is, it is political theater. And just like when you're in the media, you got to ask yourself, well, who is your audience? And I don't think it's too much to say that if you love President Trump, you ain't going nowhere. You're staying with Donald Trump. If you hate Donald Trump, you ain't going to be voting for Donald Trump. You are entrenched in your way. And we've got an election coming up. So who are you trying? Ooh, I believe it would be whom are you trying to reach? You're trying to reach those people you can reach. The people who, for whatever reason, are not fully invested in President Trump or fully invested in hating President Trump. They are, at the end of the day, politically and strategically, the only segment that really matters, because you ain't changing anybody who's already dug into the trenches, okay? That's static warfare, like World War I, the trenches. So you need to be mindful, I think, as a Republican, of the independent voter or the undecided voter. And I don't say that lightly, because I did a little homework before the show. Doesn't happen every day, but every now and again, the blind squirrel gets something. But turns out that in 2016, when Donald Trump was elected to the presidency, independent voters went for Donald Trump by a 7% difference. Okay? 7%. Was the advantage Donald Trump had in independent voters in the last election. So as much as we might laugh about independent voters, they're out there and they make a difference. 42% in a 2017 Gallup poll identify themselves as independent voters. So if you are Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate, you have to understand that is the audience that you're trying to reach. And in order for that independent block to not be swayed by the Democrats' obvious to come arguments that the Senate was not fair, it was not impartial, oaths were violated, they didn't want to hear the evidence, they didn't want all the witnesses we did, they didn't want to know the facts, they had decided the president was innocent and never even gave the chance, never even gave the case a chance. Now, conversely, if the Democrats' case is as weak as you and I think it is, that whatever happened, at the very least, it did not rise or go up to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor worthy of removing the president from office, I think you could, as a Republican, actually use this whole situation to your advantage and show through cross-examination and questions to the Chief Justice, you could show exactly how empty and how mean-spirited the case against Donald Trump is. And that may very well resonate with your target audience, the independent voter. I know it's not what you want to hear, but I am afraid that a short trial that is seen as being abridged for political reasons may be winning the battle, but losing the war. And it's not just the war for the presidency in 2020, it's also the United States Senate seats. Not just now, obviously, but in times to come. So, yeah, there are risks, of course, by engaging in protraction. But I think the benefits outweigh the risk, especially if the case is as vapid as it is supposed to be. Just a thought. And by the way, President Trump himself, as I said earlier, I mean, he's open to the idea of more witnesses. And again, just keep that in mind. Winning the battle, but losing the war. May be a close election. Might not be. Could be a landslide. Who knows? But why take a chance? And this also, sorry, I'm talking so much. This also occupies those Democrats who want to be the next president in impeachment trial and not out there on the campaign trail. All right. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here's Dan of West Seneca. You are on.
Thanks for having me. And hang on to your chair, Tom, because I'm a Democrat who just agreed with 100%. Of everything that you said. And for,
you're not going to win me any popularity points with most of the people listening.
Well, you know what? I'm an American before I'm a participant in any.
Can't you at least preface it by saying, Tom, I think you're a no-good scoundrel, but in this case, I agree with you.
Okay. I'll go for that if it makes you happy.
Thank you. It would. It's a street cred.
You know what, Tom? I'm a Democrat, and I either my party is brain dead, or there's a little basis to what they have to say, and I think that I'm fairly intelligent, and to tell you the truth, I'm throwing my hands up in the air, and I'm not sure. So, and I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan, and I'll be honest, I'm not a Donald Trump fan. I am an American, and I think that if the Republicans truly feel that they are so solid, there is no harm in calling the witnesses. And that means if the Republicans want Bo Biden or Joe Biden or whomever, okay, they get whomever. And that means that if the Democrats want to throw up whomever they throw up, as long as it doesn't hurt national security, I think that it would be a good exercise. You pointed out, and I agree 100%, we are polarized. So, and you had another commentator, a senator, say that impeachment should not be used as a weapon, and I agree with that also.
Yeah, that was Tom Reed. Tom Puckett had that story during the news,
and he's 100% spot on. I agree with him, and I don't know what political party he is, and I don't care. What he said is true. So, having said that, if you put all the dirty laundry up there on the stage, and we, the American people, get to view it, okay, then both parties have to live with it. And if the Republicans are spot on and they win the argument with all the testimony and everything, they win. And then America has to live with the outcome after. If the Democrats had any validity whatsoever and it comes out in that process, then they win. Having said that, no matter the outcome, if they take that format, Tom, I think that the American people, Republican, Democrat, young, old, black, white, they would be the winner. Because if not, the question marks are so vast, the polarization is so polarized, we could end democracy. And I think that for the best interest of the American people, if the Republicans crush the Democratic Party, and I'm a Democrat, well, then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to help rebuild it. I'm going to try to maneuver to where maybe my message would be we need new blood in our party, and it could take 20 years to come back, but at least we're going to have an opportunity to come back, and our sheets are going to be clean. And if the Republicans lose, well, then shame on them. That's what I would say. And I would think that the electorate in 11 months will do what they feel is best for the country. But to handle it where and the Republicans could shut it down because Mitch McConnell knows the process better than the Democratic Party. He proved that with electoral votes in 2016. He was very focused. The Democrats don't seem to be as well educated in governance. And that is a problem for all Americans, not just me, the Democrat.
I disagree. I think the Democrats are very educated in governance. Barack Obama had basically full sway, especially early in his administration. When the Democrats get power, they use power. Look at Andrew Cuomo and what's happening in the state of New York. Good God. I mean, a state where you can't even have a cat declawed? I mean, it's absolute madness, I tell you. I think the Democrats know full well how to govern, and it's called power. Politics is power, and when you have power, you use it to slam your agenda through. You don't pussyfoot around with it.
Well, I can see where that had occurred, even with Andrew Cuomo, and I'm a Democrat. And
are you a Democrat?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay.
I am. I could tell you why. But
I'm just being a jerk, that's all. Don't mind me, because it's not like I've never repeated myself.
What I will say to you, Tom, at this juncture, because I think that, I hate to be, we might be on the verge of civil war. We are that opposite, and there's no common ground, and there's no interest in common ground. So I would say that what you could learn from Andrew Cuomo as Democratic governor and having a Democratic majority in New York, based in New York City, that the danger of one party having too much power is not worth the risk. I was always taught, and I was a good student, that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I think that the premise of America and one of the greatest reasons that we're so successful, that we had been so successful, is that our differences made us strong. The fact that we knew how to compromise, we knew what was important, we put our differences aside, and we believed in the American dream culture.
Yeah, right. And I got a break, man. But I know where you're going. And right now, I mean, you could make the argument that the United States is kind of going through the House of Lancaster. No, the House of York. It's kind of that. What color rose do you have? We kind of hit that level. And it could be an ominous portent for the future. It is 5:53, and let's get right back to the calls as we talk about impeachment. I don't know whether I'm thrilled that you guys are interested in it or you guys have me concerned. Here is Jim in Marilla. Jim.
How you doing, Tom? I want you to know 90% of the time I totally agree with you, and I mostly agree with you here except for one thing.
Okay.
It would feel really good, you know, to drag this out and let them see, you know, the truth if they want to see it at all. Okay? But here's the thing. There is no case. I mean, doing all that you said would be great, but there's nothing there. So why are we going to play into it? It's the equivalent of having a fight with one of your siblings, you know. You can either forgive them and get it over with and put it behind you and, you know, heal, or going back to President Ford, pardoning Nixon. Let's get on that, add more credibility to this, further division. I mean, this is a time to do what you can. You know, look at, show them, you got to have a case. They didn't do their part. That's the end of it. Let's put it to bed, not waste more taxpayer money. I mean, what do you?
But I want to see, and I want the independent voters to see that there's no case. Because I think that gives the Republicans leverage against any Democrat argument that's going to be made that I referenced earlier.
Here's the problem, though. If they wanted to see it, they had already seen it. You know, I mean, and like, who wants to keep regurgitating this? It's garbage. It's not fair to our president. First of all, these people are disloyal. You know, you want to keep pushing this thing. Yeah, then Dan might be a right guy. He might be right that this is close to civil war. Because the bottom line is, when the country's totally divided like this, it takes either some kind of dramatic catastrophe. And right now, let's face it, Trump put Iran back in their little cage again, you know, for now. I'm not saying you don't go to sleep on them, but, you know, for now, you know, that fear, you don't see it. Not the way it was, you know. And the thing is, you know, he's winning at everything. You know, let's give the Democrats some really great credit. You know what they'll get credit for? Drop this thing like the bomb it is, get it over with, and the economy is going to boom, 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 because it'll trigger an explosion. Trump's been out there pumping economy. I mean, this guy, come on, let's face it, he's a genius. I mean, he's a political genius. He's always one or two steps ahead of all of them. So I hate to not align myself with him, but in this regard, I think some of it's just his ego getting the better of him. He knows he can't really reveal some, and he shouldn't. You know, this whole thing is ridiculous.
See, I have to go back to what President Trump said today, that he'd be open to hearing witnesses in the case against him in the Senate. And I think that in the long run, man, I think that's the strong play for the Republicans. Hey, I got a dash here. I am happy to hear from you. If you guys want, you can send me emails, which I would appreciate greatly. Tom@WBEN.com is the email address. Just let me know how much of this impeachment stuff you guys want. Most of the first hour today was me speaking, and then you guys called, and then it snowballed into an avalanche of phone calls. But I'm trying to get, as I always am, I'm just trying to get a sense of where you guys are on this. Because there's times where I think if I don't talk about it, I'm going to sound really stupid. And if I do talk about it, I don't want people to say, oh, my God, impeachment again. So I do kind of rely on you for some guidance. After all these years, I still rely on you guys.